For people who have international clients, that's an excellent question. You know, what you do is that you would have contracts in place to kind of lay out what rule, what kind of law governs the contract, so that would govern the relationship. Mm-hmm. And if something were to go wrong, you know, what the dispute process would look like. So you always, 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 and this is now kind of segueing into kind of contracts, but want to choose the local law wherever you live. So my, you know, my contracts, you know, I choose New York law. That's where I'm licensed. That's where I, you know, was living for the past 8 years. So, you know, and I know all of the local New York laws. So all of my contracts that people sign with me, and when they, you know, purchase programs or products from me, it says, you know, the law that governs this contract is the laws of the state of New York, and that any dispute would take place in New York, New York, so in New York City. Now, with the online world now being so international and so global, the laws haven't really addressed this kind of particular issue of like, okay, well, you know, Sharina, you and I have a contract together and something goes wrong, and so now the dispute's in New York. I don't really think they're going to make you fly to New York. In some industries, they would. But
what if I can't go to New York and I don't have to leave that? Like,
exactly.
Some people who are not, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, for sure. So it would kind of be that you, because you are doing business with me and because you signed a contract with me, technically in that you, like, touch the state of New York. So this is, like, all new laws that happen and come up, right? So what you want to do,